Paris, 1640. Cyrano de Bergerac, a brilliant poet and swordsman. He loves his cousin Roxane. She is beautiful and intellectual. Cyrano has a very large nose and he thinks he's ugly. He's afraid to tell Roxane about his feelings for her. One night, Cyrano goes to the theater to make trouble. The actor Montfleury is to act while Cyrano had forbidden him to do so. Among the audience is Roxane. A young man named Christian is also in the crowd. Christian loves Roxane too. Cyrano does not let Montfleury to act. A group of aristocrats attack Cyrano. He fights them while creating a poem. He wins. One of the aristocrats is Valbert, the selected husband of Roxane. Roxane sends her maid to ask Cyrano to visit her in the morning. Cyrano meets Roxane and almost tells her about his love for her. Roxane tells Cyrano that she loves Christian. A little after, the new cadets arrive. Christian insults Cyrano's nose to make an impression. This is a big mistake. But Cyrano does not attack. He tells him of Roxane's love for him. Christian is worried. He thinks he is a simple man, not worthy of Roxane. Cyrano has a great idea. He can write letters to Roxane pretending to be Christian. After a few days, Roxane tells Cyrano that Christian is the best poet in the world. Christian tells to Cyrano that he does not need him anymore. Christian tries to speak to Roxane and he makes a fool of himself. Roxane is very angry and confused. Cyrano has another idea. He asks Christian to stand in her balcony. He whispers to Christian what to say. Finally, he takes Christian's position and pretends to be Christian in the darkness. Soon after, Christian and Roxane are married. Valbert is angry for losing Roxane, so he sends Christian and the guard to war. The war is hard on the cadets. Cyrano writes to Roxane every day using Christian's name. Roxane arrives in the war zone to see Christian. Christian falls dead from a gunshot. Roxane faints and Cyrano goes back to battle. After 15 years, Roxane is in a monastery. Cyrano visits her every week. Cyrano has many enemies over the years. A log was thrown at him and he is seriously injured in the head. He must stay in bed, but Cyrano goes again to the monastery. He is in pain. He reads to Roxane Christian's letter as if he knows it by heart. Roxane understands that she was in love with him all along and tells him so. He dies with a smile while Roxane reaches to kiss him.